Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Stelmazek. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Dunn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rob Sparing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cramel. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Cramel. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Cramel. Foley moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foley scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Stelmazek and he is safe. Bailey steals second. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden strikes out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote takes first base on ball four. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday bunts towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball towards left. Bailey catches it and throws to first to double up Monday. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers takes first base on ball four. Parrish moves to second. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing fields it and throws to second for the out. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Madlock moves to second. Rick Stelmazek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stelmazek strikes out. One out. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Madlock scores. Morales moves to second. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Kremel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Breeden moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox misplays the ball. That's an error on Cox. Lockhock moves to third. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Cox moves to second. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodgers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rodgers bunts towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Dunn covering, for the out. Cox moves to third. Parrish moves to second. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kremel. Cox scores. Parrish moves to third. It's 2-1, Expos. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-2 in the game. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Stelmazek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stelmazek is 0-for-1 in the game. Stelmazek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dunn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeden hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Foote reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Jim Kremel. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Munday is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodgers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing left field. Steve Stone now pitching. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cox strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Stelmazek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stelmazek is 0-for-2 in the game. Stelmazek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Stelmazek reaches second base with a double. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manghul is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Scott now playing right field. Jerry White now playing left field. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparing hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0-for-1 in the game. Heiser hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Todd now pitching. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-3 in the game. Breeden takes first base on ball 4. Larry Lintz pinch runs for Hal Breeden. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. The throw from Stelmazek and he is safe. Lintz steals second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lintz moves to third. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Stel Mazek and he is safe. Scott steals second. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dunn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. One out. Chris Ward pinch hits for Jim Todd. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manguel. The throw from Stel Mazek and he is safe. Manguel steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Expos. Dale Murray now pitching. Rick Stel Mazek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stel Mazek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stel Mazek hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Billy Grabarkiewicz pinch runs for Rick Stel Mazek. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grabarkiewicz. The throw from Foot to Foley and they have Grabarkiewicz trapped. The throw over to Jorgensen, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dunn hits a fly ball into right field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0 for 3 in the game. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.